And today we're going to go to 2 Samuel chapter 6. We'll start with verse 1. And I want to show you something in here that the first time I read that, or many times after I've read that, I thought, you know, this would be a good place to teach today, since Cheryl made that statement. I don't understand God. I thought, you know, from the day of the beginning of creation, we have not understood God. He don't do things the way you and me do things. He's totally different. But he tells us what he likes and what he don't like. And the NLT, we want to use the NLT. Yeah, I want to. 2 Samuel 6, verse 1. But I want to use the NLT all the way. I read it and studied it in all the translations, but this one I like the best. Verse 1, then David mobilized 30,000 special troops. That's a bunch of them, you know it. He's going to go get the ark. So he knows he has a precious cargo to go get. 30,000 special troops. That's a lot of folks, isn't it? You know, I mean, the town I was raised up in didn't have but 2,000 total people in the whole town. You know, the little town I live in Justin don't have but about that many. I mean, you know, I lived in Louisville for years, and I don't know if it ever got to 30,000. I think the Louisville Flower Mound area now is up to about 50 or 60,000 now. But this guy goes out and gets 30,000, not just troops, 30,000 special ones. These guys are well trained. He had a pretty good army, didn't he? Amen. David mobilized 30,000 special troops. He led them to Balak of Judah to bring home the Ark of God. Now, the Ark of God is a very, very special little thing. Very special. Everybody's looking for the Ark. They're still looking for the Ark. There's a lot of people say they know where it's at, but they're lying. They don't know where it is. Which bears the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubs. Next two verses. They placed the Ark of God on a new cart. You notice they didn't just go out and get an old one. They built a brand new one. Now, you wouldn't dare want to put the Ark of the Covenant on an old, wore-out donkey cart that might have a wheel bearing go out before you got home with it. You want to build a special one, a brand new one to carry this one on. They placed the Ark of God on a new cart, and they brought it from the hillside of Abinadab, Uzziah, and Ahio. Abinadab's sons were guiding the cart. With the Ark of God on it, with Ahio walking in front. In other words, he's out there in front. He's leading them. I mean, we got troops everywhere. Can you imagine 30,000 troops? No, you really can't. We read these little things, but they're just walking down a dirt road. They're having to cross the rivers and the valleys and everything else. But can you imagine the traffic jam if we were to take and right in the middle or right at the edge of 35 and headed up toward Oklahoma City, if we were to take a handful of men with an ark out there and 30,000 soldiers on both sides marching up and down, what a traffic jam we would create both ways? I mean, 30,000 troops is a bunch of guys. Ain't nobody going to mess with them, though, is there? You know? Not unless you're pretty well supplied. Let's go to 5 and 6. David and all the people of Israel were celebrating before the Lord with all their might, singing songs and playing all kinds of musical instruments, the lyres, the harps, the tambourines, the castanets, and the cymbals. You know, there's churches today that will not play even a keyboard in their service because they think they're offending God. When there's people say you can't move your body when you serve God, you might think we're moving our hips a little too much. David was ripping off his clothes and praising God. You know, he says there, he was praising the Lord with all his might. He took off his coat and threw it out there in the congregation. Singing songs and playing all kinds of musical instruments. Don't you put a set of drums on this platform. You're a heathen. Don't you play up here in a stringed instrument. You're a heathen. You know there's people won't let you in their building if you've got a keyboard. They ain't reading the same book I'm reading. They're celebrating before the Lord with all their might. It might do some of them a little good if they were to do it God's way. Amen. When's the last time you got wild and violent and started jumping and praising God? When's the last time you had something good that really, you said, I can't stand this anymore. I got to praise God. You know, woo, let me dance a little bit before the Lord. You know, is that what he said? Let me tell you, if that's what it takes for me to see those kind of miracles, I'll dance and jump and vibrate before him all day long if that's what it takes. If that's what he loves, then I want to do what the king said. All kinds of musical instruments, lyres, harps, tambourines, castanets, and cymbals. We think we're doing something wonderful. They're just violently praising God. It's been a long time since I've been in a church service where I saw that kind of worship. Some people would be offended if we had that kind of worship. Somebody would say, I can't go there with them. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Everybody's different. But when they arrived at the threshing floor of Nacon, the oxen stumbled. And Uzziah put out his hand to steady the ark of God. If you was walking beside the ark of God and the oxen stumbled and it started to fall, what would you do? But now this is where I don't understand God. Take the next verse, next couple of verses. Then the Lord's anger blazed out against Uzziah for doing this. Now that, you tell me, you understand God? God struck him dead beside the ark of God. They were worshiping and praising and dancing before the Lord, and the Lord was loving it. Then all of a sudden, they went across that little threshing floor creek area there, and one of the oxen stumbled, and the cart kind of did this, and it run off in a little hole or something, and that ark started to, and that guy, he thought, boy, I've got to save the ark. And he reached up and touched it. And the anger of God. You know what? I've come to realize there's something I don't want to do. I don't want to tick off the king. I mean, he didn't know he was doing it, but he did it, didn't he? You better find out what God likes and what he doesn't like. Because he didn't like for anybody except a certain group of people to touch the ark. And he had already told them which ones could touch it. But he never thought about that. Surely God wouldn't mind, you know, if I just touch it to stabilize it. Yeah, I'm not one of the priests, but surely if I just, it's going to fall, so I'm going to get a hold of it. I don't want to just run out of the way and let it fall on the ground. But he should have. You know, under the new covenant, it's a good thing his mercy is new every morning, because he wasn't. I got a ideas a bunch of us would already be dead, don't you? You know, I wonder how many times I ticked him off in my life. He said, okay, I'm going to be patient with you one more time, Keith. Just one more. You and me both know where I'm coming from, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir.
Whoa! If he hadn't been merciful with you and me, I know two boys. There's another one right behind you. Ernest, me and you know we wouldn't have never made it if he hadn't been merciful, right? He struck. struck him dead beside the ark of God because he merely touched the ark. You know, when God tells somebody to not do something, he means what he says. And somebody says, this loving God that we serve, he would never do nothing like that to us. What did he say he did? Jack, I don't want to tick him off, do you? No, sir. I'd whole lot rather make him happy. I'd rather make him happy and see his healings and his miracles and his salvation, hadn't you? And see him answer my prayer every time I ask him for something. That's the part we love, isn't it? When he does that, we say, whoa, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, look what David was. David was angry because the Lord's anger had blazed out against Uzziah. He named the place Perez Uzziah, which means outbreak against Uzziah. It is still called that today. Now, David was angry. Now, let me tell you, if God does something, you better watch it if you get angry. You know, I come back to the point I think about, and I was telling Tom about, I think Tom, somebody about this a while ago. I said, I remember about 6 years ago when I had worked diligently for a corporation. Of course, the corporation changed three different times in 30 years, 29 years. And I had worked and poured out my heart for those people. But technically speaking, I knew I was not working for that corporation. I was working for Jesus. And I know the King never lets me down. But after 29 years of dedicated service, they walked in one day and says, we need to see you in 30 minutes at the headquarters building in the HR office. I thought, I wonder why they want to see me in 30 minutes. And they said, drop every, and the order for me to go over came from the top manager in the building where I was. I was a manager too. So I got in my truck and I drove over there. I walked in. I said, walked into HR and I said, what can I do for y'all? Thurman, you are going to have to stop talking to people about Jesus in the workplace. I said, no, absolutely not.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.